sure. In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure? I'll be sure with you.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Harris hit the road with her new running mate Tim Walz today and rallied this hour in Wisconsin. The crowd cheering on the former Minnesota coach.
And in 90 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by a new title.
Earlier, a dramatic moment involving Walz.
Can we get somebody to help? Somebody's hot. You okay?
The rally's outside, the first outdoor event since the attempt on Donald Trump's life in Pennsylvania. Heavy rains are already hitting the Carolinas ahead of Tropical Storm Debbie's second landfall.
People in already waterlogged parts of South Carolina are bracing for a second visit from Debbie.
There's more to come, and I would just ask our residents to stay very attuned to the city website, to you guys, wherever they get their news and weather, to make sure they've got the latest.
The storm's deluge of rain flooded coastal communities in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Before moving over the Atlantic Ocean, a second landfall is expected early Thursday, possibly near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's CBS's Christian Benavides. For those in a storm-ravaged area, be on the lookout for scams.
Nicole Cordero with the Better Business Bureau of the Eastern Carolinas says to only deal with the people you already work with.
Contact your insurance company immediately. You want to ask about what is required of you when you need to file a claim. Just get the ball rolling as soon as you can. And it's really a good idea to have photos and videos.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
NASA has delayed its next launch to buy more time at the International Space Station to fix Boeing's troubled crew capsule. SpaceX expert Bill Harwood.
Every crew that goes to the space station always goes with the understanding that if there is some kind of a launch problem with the downstream spacecraft or whatever, they could end up staying in space longer than they had planned.
Yeah, those guys have been stuck in orbit since early June. A group of figure skaters finally got their medals today in Paris from the Beijing Winter Games. CBS's Wendy Gillette explains the delay.
The athletes finished behind the Russian Olympic Committee to earn the silver. But then there was an investigation into a Russian athlete for doping, and Team USA never received their medals.
Team USA added another gold in track and field today. American Quincy Hall leading the pack in the 400. And two men were arrested for allegedly planning attacks at major events in Austria, including Taylor Swift's upcoming concerts there. The pop star is set to perform three shows starting tomorrow. Police say one of these men had ties to ISIS, but both were radicalized online. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a situation in Kenosha late this morning. Flight for Life was called in response to a structure fire and the report of a single gunshot. Racine's beaches are closed due to dangerous currents and high waves, while Kenosha's Eichelman Beach and Pennoyer Park are closed because of high bacteria levels. Officials are telling people to avoid swimming in Lake Michigan until conditions improve. The primary election is approaching with the deadline to request an absentee ballot tomorrow. Voters can find information about their ballots and polling places at myvote.wi.gov. Big Lots is closing seven stores in Wisconsin, including the location in Mount Pleasant. The retailer plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. Racine Unified has launched a new app. It's designed to enhance communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers take a stand in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, after a poor performance over the weekend in Washington, dominated the Braves in Atlanta. A final score 10-0, led by Willy Adames, who had not one but two home runs to get things started on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to center again. Sends Kelnick back. And Adames again leaves the yard. A pair of two-run homers. Brewers for Willie Adames.
Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings. NFL training camp. The Packers' Matt LaFleur has decided to play his starters when they head to Cleveland to face the Browns. The kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:25. The Wisconsin Badgers camp continues in Platteville, Wisconsin, where defensive coordinator Mike Tressel admits they need more depth on the Badgers' defensive line.
You know, I don't think it's any shock to be fresh every single snap. There's nothing else like it in sports where 700 pounds are just lining up to hit you in the mouth every single play, and if you even relax, you look foolish.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high around 80, a slight shower chance in the late afternoon. Sunny and beautiful for Friday and the weekend, mid-70s Friday, Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back from the Four Tops and Reach Out. I'll Be There on WRJN. Just lost the final surviving member of the Four Tops. Abdul Duke Fakir passed away July 26th.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and WRJN's own star man is Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
We like to talk all things space with you, and I had a question for you the other day that I didn't know the answer to, and I need an answer to this.
All right.
All right, so we have lots of things orbiting the Earth, right? The International Space Station and lots of satellites and that sort of thing.
Yeah, thousands of them.
Thousands? Okay. So my question is, are all of those things orbiting east to west, or do we have any of them orbiting north to south, or is that even possible?
It is possible, and there are satellites that are orbiting north-south, but they are less common. It is easier to launch something such that it goes in the same direction that the Earth is turning. The analogy I like to use is it's a bit like if there's a strong wind and you're throwing a ball into the wind or against the wind or into the crosswind. So if you're trying to send something going the same way the Earth is spinning, you're throwing into the wind, a lot easier. If you're trying to go the opposite direction, you're going against the wind, a lot harder. And if you want to go north-south, like you're talking about, you're going crosswind. So you're not getting any help or any hindrance.
So most things are going, as you say, with the wind, in the same direction that the Earth is spinning?
Right.
All right. And what do we have going north-south? That seems weird to me.
Yeah, so if you're going north-south, the reasons that you might want to do that is if you want to be able to see the entire Earth. Because if you're going east-west, you're not going to be able to see the poles too well. So we have certain weather satellites that we need to have going north-south, that sort of thing.
Okay, and when I picture, like, the International Space Station, for instance, and I'm sure I'm wrong about this, I picture things orbiting kind of around the equator, but I'm sure we have things orbiting east-west, but in northern latitudes.
Absolutely we do, yes. And in southern latitudes, it's a lot easier, just like it is to orbit, you know, with the wind, as I've been saying. It's going to be a lot easier to orbit at the latitudes that you are launching from. So things launching from Florida, it's a lot easier to have it at approximately Florida latitudes than at any other latitude.
All right. I always learn something when I talk to Teddy Vollman.
Well, it's always good to be here.
I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Local news, timeless hits from Elvis Presley on WRJN. You know, it was on this date in 1965, Elvis Presley was interviewed for UK music paper New Musical Express. You know who interviewed him? Peter Noone, the lead singer of Herman's Hermits.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And in fact, for 97 years, we've provided local news. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin today.
Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
She spoke with running mate Tim Walz at a rally in Eau Claire. Republican running mate J.D. Vance was also in Eau Claire. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about a call to Flight for Life, a fire, and a gunshot in Kenosha late this morning. The helicopter was called in at about 11, a short time after the report of a structure fire at a home between Bullen and Bradford. An initial report also includes information about a gunshot with no threat to the community. More updates when we get them. Racine's beaches are closed for swimming today because of dangerous currents and high waves. In Kenosha, Eichelman Beach and Point Oyer Park beaches are closed due to high bacteria levels. Simmons Island Park is under caution. Officials are just urging people to stay out of Lake Michigan water until conditions improve. The Kenosha County Board has a new member. Julia Robinson was appointed last night to the vacant 5th District seat. She previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health. There were 7 people that applied, and she was picked by the board chair. Last night, other supervisors gave their okay. Her appointment fills the vacancy left by former supervisor Brian Thomas's resignation. The Robinson appointment will last until the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high around 80, a slight shower chance in the late afternoon. Sunny and beautiful for Friday and the weekend, mid-70s Friday, Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
local news, timeless hits from Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boat on WRJN. This was one of several hit songs in 1974 with the word rock in the title. But unlike other songs like Rock On and Rock and Roll Heaven, this had nothing to do with rock music. It had to do with the status quo.
When I said I needed you, you said wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to fall.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend that WRJN's Big Deals store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Just go to WRJN.com, take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and I'll have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Georgia Hall.
Hi, Kurt.
Georgia is the organizer of the Music and More concert series, which takes place every summer over at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. Now, these concerts have been going on, Georgia, all summer on Thursdays at noon. Am I right to believe that this is the final noontime concert this week?
That's correct.
Tell me about this week's concert.
Okay, it starts at noon, and it's going to feature three acts during the hour. The first act is Darlene Rivest and Anna Kjovic. That's violin and piano. They're both very experienced, and that'll be a really nice part. And the second act is new to Music and More this summer. It's Leif Olson and Mary Skop. They call themselves The Number of Months, which is a rather intriguing name. Hmm. They say it's a translation of an ancient expression about human existence and music, how it connects us in space and time that we've been given. Leif plays the guitar and sings, and Mary will sing and play piano. They have four original pieces. And then the last act is singer Amy Mack with the Rum Boogie Band.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be vocal, piano, guitar, bass, and drums. And she's got a big, powerful voice. She's going to be singing some Dolly Parton, Tina Turner, and Bonnie Raitt songs.
Oh, wow.
So come join the fun on Thursday at noon. It's going to be a good last concert of the series.
All right. If you hang on the line a few minutes, Georgia, we'll get some more information from here in just a few, okay?
Okay.
It's Georgia Hall from Music and More. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Say hello.
Local news, timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. It was on this date in 1980 that John Lennon began recording his final album, Double Fantasy, in New York. Went on to win a Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here. Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on.